You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with a segment that we're going to do more and more. Wanda and I are going to start having some fun. Wanda's going to tell me some of the kind of interesting things that have been going on, and I may respond. So, Wanda, tell me a little bit about what's been going on out there.
I was reading about, I don't know, you guys have been talking about date night, and if you've been out on a date, you and Vivian, since, you know, you're trying to get back in track and do things.
Yes.
So what does the average date cost in 2019? We have the cheapest and most expensive cities.
Okay.
Probably some great ideas for some dating experiences. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
All right. If you just Netflix and chill and want to call it a date, that is just pretty darn cheap. But how much does a more traditional date cost these days, 2019? A new study looked at 50 cities, and the answer is between $88 and $156. Where do you think you fall in there?
Where would I fall in there?
I would think
I'm pretty much on the high end.
I would think so.
I'm pretty much on. I take my wife to Amazon, and it costs $200.
Researchers looked at how much it costs for two people to go out for dinner, see a movie, and have one drink each at the end of the night. And since you're drinking, they also factored in the price of an Uber.
There you go. I think that's actually the smart way to go. Now,
nice.
So what was the lowest city? Milwaukee?
The five cheapest cities, Oklahoma City, $88. Milwaukee.
How about that?
$95. Richmond, Virginia, $98. Cincinnati, $99. And Charlotte, also $99.
Okay. And the most expensive, can I guess?
Go ahead.
Nueva York?
Yes. That is the most expensive.
What L.A.? No.
No.
Chicago?
Well, no.
Boston?
No.
Really?
No, no, no.
Diga me.
New York, $156.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
$145. San Jose is $142.
Okay. Seattle? Tech.
Very good.
See, now you're following the tech guys.
$137 and
15 cents?
No, the Miami at $127.
Yeah, well, that's because everybody wants courtside tickets to the Heat game when they go on a date.
I know.
I love those. They're great.
So we're going to call this segment,
Are You Freaking Kidding Me?
Okay, fair enough.
All right. So anyway, oh, and the study didn't look at the nationwide average. The median cost out for all cities was $110, and that includes about $23 for the Uber rides, $43 for the dinner, $9 in tips. $9 in tips?
Well,
all right. Spread them out.
You got good service.
All right. $24 for two movie tickets and $11 for drinks. $11. They're not drinking in Miami,
obviously. Plus, don't forget that the tips go towards giving somebody a living wage. That's the way you got to think about
tipping,
it.
So you're tipping, do you tip the Uber drivers?
I do. I tip everybody.
You're just a guy.
Because I'm trying to do my part to help America come together.
Well,
money has a chance. Money does.
Money is the answer.
Money is the answer. It is.
It makes the world go round.
Well, money's the answer. Part of this Green Deal that they're talking about is giving everybody a baseline living wage, and there's a whole debate. The first country that's doing that is Italy. Let's see how it works.
I love Italy.
It's very interesting. America, well, you heard the guys on before. We're all about Tuscany.
I love the food and the wine.
Yeah.
Wine country.
I really want to go on that tour. The guy that Christopher had on beforehand, I really want to go on one of those tours with my wife to Tuscany and go to all the museums.
Yeah.
Oh, you scored, Christopher, with that guy.
Yeah.
So, Wanda, tell me some other stuff that's crazy. You got anything else here that's crazy?
No, that's pretty much it that I noticed. In case you wanted to find out, I didn't know whether you wanted to delve into this, like the things that are coming on for the big TV shows, if people are watching TV.
I don't know. I think we're going to feel our way
Thursday
through.
Thursday TV reminders, we have some of those maybe. If you're interested.
Tell me.
Thursday late night talk shows.
That's who I want to know.
That's what I do,
because I watch that in the morning.
Okay, so you want
to
find out?
It gets delivered to my iPad.
Okay, Jimmy Fallon, John Mulaney, and Kevin Nealon on tonight, and I'm not quite sure who 2 Chainz is, but it sounds like a very interesting musical act.
Probably played for the defense on the Miami Hurricane.